Okay, we're live.
We are.
Episode one.
Welcome,
all of my non-listeners and hopefully soon-to-be listeners,
to the first episode,
which is going to be our drunk friends podcast just for testers.
Yes, and what is the podcast called?
Chaos and Cupcakes.
Right.
I should probably, you know, throw that in.
That might be good, just so they can tell their friends. So I was listening to this podcast. Really? Really? What was it called? I want to listen to it. Oh, I don't know. They never said the title, but I think I enjoyed it.
These drunk girls just kind of chattered on for forever.
For context, we are surrounded by dogs.
And a baby.
And a baby. Because this is a mommy podcast, even though only one of us is a mommy. Although, I feel like being a dog mom a little bit-ish counts on the end of the spectrum.
Honestly, I always considered being a dog mom being a mom. And you know what? It was great preparation.
Was it?
It was.
Do tell.
Especially with these high-maintenance divas that I own.
Now, what kind of dogs do you have?
For Pixie is a long-haired chihuahua, and Izzy is a fatty. She's got quite a bit of chihuahua in her, but she's also got Pomeranian and pug, which hi Blue, which you can definitely tell from her butt. She's got a pug butt and it's the funniest thing in the world.
And that
snort
of disgust you heard was my shepadoodle. Although I don't really think he's got German shepherd in him.
Oh, AJ.
No, you're okay, buddy.
But that's okay. He might.
Honestly.
He looks like he's got German wire hair too from the muzzle, but he's got the body length and the tail strength of a German. But he's also got the Labrador and the, what is that, the poodle in him.
He's definitely got some German Shepherd attitude though. That very like,
owner, you're a human. You are my person and my only person.
We had, she was a mutt, her name was Sadie, but she had German Shepherd, Black Lab, and Brown Lab in her.
Sweet.
And she was the first dog I got to pick. She was the runt of the litter, and I picked her because her head was stuck under the doghouse, and all the other dogs were ignoring her, and she wasn't getting to eat with the rest of the puppies, so she came home with me because I felt like she was neglected.
You're the sweetest person alive.
Sad thing is like 80% of the rest of the puppies got eaten by hawks.
That is the saddest short story in the whole universe.
I didn't know that until about a month ago.
That breaks my heart.
My dad told me that and I was like, wait, what?
You couldn't have kept that to yourself, like, and let me just...
You had to tell me that? You told me we couldn't bring all the puppies home because they needed to go to other wonderful homes. That's not a wonderful home.
That is death by hawk, Dad. You lied. That makes me so sad.
P.S. I love my dad, but that is something he really should have kept to himself.
Seriously, Craig. We love you, but damn.
Death by hawk is not a friendly thing to share with your kids, even when your kid has a kid and is 30 years old. It's fine.
That's the
just
moral.
Just keep it to yourself.
Just keep it to yourself. That's the moral of the first podcast. If you have awful news that could ruin someone's childhood,
keep it to yourself.
Don't hurt the rest of us. So what are we drinking?
Because obviously we're drinking Barefoot Red Moscato. Because I'm a sucker for every Barefoot Moscato, but Paige has taught me about Red Moscato, and then I tried to give her a bottle, and she left it in my fridge for 8 months, so it became fair game.
I feel like she knew that you would need it. As soon as sweet little AJ joined us, you wouldn't be needing it.
Really, as much as anything, it's what was cold. Because I also have... Okay, so there is...
Yes, walk us through your liquor stash.
I love my liquor stash. Pretty much every kind of whiskey you can imagine, including Huckleberry Porters, which is amazing.
Which we'll be drinking next time.
Yes, we will. Other wines I have, and I haven't tried it yet. He brought me a bottle because he told me he made peach, and I was really interested in it because I got real fucked up off his elderberry wine.
Quentin came
to find me at McDonald's to bring me a bottle of peach wine, which I thought was exceptionally awesome, but I have not tried it yet.
Oh,
so I also have that.
Wow.
Which means it may or may not taste great, but it will get us.
That's what I'm here for.
Or there's Mia Dolce, which is also amazing. It is a Prosecco, and it comes in a really pretty blue bottle.
Ooh, love me a pretty blue bottle. There was, okay, a million years ago, Tweety had a friend, that guy Matt that he lived with.
Oh, douchebag Matt?
Yeah, douchebag Matt. Okay. We're saying that on the air. He's probably going to hear this. He might. He probably can. He's probably
Matt,
not.
Matt, you're a douchebag, just to be clear.
Yeah.
You also lived by my sister's in-laws, and even they think you're a douchebag, and they're very Mormon, for the record.
There you go. And, you know, Mormons are super accepting of everyone they come in contact with.
They don't usually use or agree with the term douchebag, however.
That's true. You have a point there. That's true.
Precisely.
I went over there once. They were having a barbecue, and he had a drink, and it was called something, and he was like, oh, it's super fancy, and it was really sweet. Hey, Jay.
What did it taste like? As dumb as it sounds, Craig, while awfully ruining a moment of my childhood, was a bartender and has taught me a lot in the world of booze.
I'm just curious. This is something I've kind of always wondered. Is there anything your father hasn't done? He was a race car driver. Didn't he own?
He's never been tame, ever.
Never been tame? Good to know.
Didn't he own what, though?
Didn't he? He owned, like, a contracting company.
Technically my grandpa owned it, but he was the buddy.
By the way, we're going to start a Twitter hashtag thing. It's going to be hashtag mom life, and it's beginning right now.
Yes.
Trying to record 7 minutes in. AJ's not having it.
AJ is not having it. Anyways, he didn't own it. My grandpa did. But
hold on. How far into this are... 2 more minutes, dude. You can do it.
Anyways, you can do this.
He didn't own the construction company my grandpa did, but he was the foreman for the construction company. So he wasn't the top boss, but he was the one who told everyone what to do.
That's fair. I feel like that's just as important.
You're right.
Isn't that what Paige does now, though, at the store?
Yeah, pretty much. She's not the top boss, but she's the one that tells everyone what to do. So she's the...
And she gets results.
No offense, Bill, but she's the important boss.
Oh.
She's the one we have the most FaceTime with.
That's true.
We love you, Bill. You're an amazing boss.
You are.
Throwing that out there. Please never listen to this because we're drinking.
I definitely am not in charge of your grill tomorrow for about 10 hours.
Definitely no. He's owned a smoke shop. It was called the Sunflower twice. It was on Main Street in Logan.
What happened to it?
Where the Persian Peacock was. Him and his partner sold it and parted ways. Okay, so you know the lady that comes through drive-thru that's my dad's friend that bought us the bitchin' baby monitor that
yes.
I can spy on through my phone?
Yes, love that thing.
Judy?
Would you recommend that to new mothers who are trying to stay on brand? It's not working.
The iBaby M7, if you need a baby monitor, that is the way to go. It plays lullabies. It does... You can watch it from your phone when you're not at home. It detects CO2 levels. You can talk through it. You can listen through it. You can watch through it. And you can move it when you're not around. Like, look how cool this is.
I'm looking at your bedroom right now.
Yes, you are.
Through your phone camera. Because we're actually filming in the nursery right now.
And we're not going to talk about why the baby monitor's in my bedroom and not in the nursery. But that's because that baby monitor's in the nursery. And honestly, he's still in a bassinet. So he's in the bedroom more than he's in the nursery.
Also, he's not in his sweet little wrought iron crib.
Is it too soon?
I don't know anything about children.
No, he takes naps in it, but apparently they recommend having them sleep in the same room for the first 6 months. I get a little angsty when he's asleep in the next room.
Oh, so you're a good mom.
I never expected. I am, like, the last person you ever would have thought would be a mom in general. I was never having kids. I was told I never could have kids. So I was just like, nope, not fucking doing it. Like, not fucking happening.
Never happening.
However, miracles happen. And that is what AJ is. But I get a little angsty when he's in the next room. I'm a little better than I was at first. But where he was in NICU because of blood sugar issues and all that fun stuff, I'm paranoid. And I'm fine with that.
I feel
it
like
it means I do have a motherly bone somewhere in my body.
You do. And I have observed it over the last, he's 2 months old now.
Mm-hmm.
I've observed this today, over the last 2 months. Yes.
2 months today.
Happy 2 months, AJ. And Mom.
Yay!
I didn't kill him.
Oh, my. Like, some people apparently thought you would.
Hold on. I'm going to rescue the screaming baby. But yes, we're not going to talk about the terrible friends that said terrible things about what a terrible mom I'd be. I'm not that bad. They will be.
Oh, there's another grumble from the blue. Oh, AJ. AJ. Agreed. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back after these messages. Okay, we're back.
Sorry, screaming babies require milk, apparently, and held. I think that was the most important part because he stopped screaming the second I picked him up. Hi.
Sweet little babe.
He's staring at the light on the microphone.
Oh, he loves it.
It's pretty cool.
Izzy, be nice to Blue.
He is a guest in your house.
He hasn't done anything.
Don't be a jerk.
Yes, he's like 6 times your size. It's fine.
That's A-okay.
He's just a gentle
Molly's
giant.
Six times your size and you like her.
Look at him peering around the corner like...
I guarantee they're all going to get used to each other because we're going to do this a lot.
You want to make it weekly?
I love this idea. Okay. I love this idea.
Podcasting once a week. Wine. I'm down.
Whiskey. You know, some form of alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Hey, I even now have a bed so that you can crash at my house. Like That's an true. Actual spare bed in my 3-bedroom house.
That's true. The last time I stayed here, it was on a beanbag chair.
In this very same room before it was a nursery.
In this very same room before it was a nursery. And then you had to leave to go to a, you know, life event. And I was too sick because I'd gotten into the bad wine.
What did me. I even have to go to?
I want to say it was a doctor's appointment or it was a class.
I don't remember.
I know you were going out of town because you packed a bag.
Oh, it was the management class.
It was the management class. You went to the management class.
AJ's also a little drunk. He's just milk drunk. He's very content with life right now.
Mm.
And making faces, and I love it.
Hi.
That was Blue's giant head.
That's okay.
Making horrible.
As long as his head's okay.
He seems fine.
Anyways, sidetracking and babbling. So one of the great things about having you come hang out with me on my mommy podcast is because I would like to get your lovely opinion. Because I am a fierce believer that, because I listen to a lot of mom, or I've tried to listen to a lot of mom podcasts, and I've had a really hard time finding one that's A, real, and B, Izzy, stop licking me.
And hashtag mama.
Hashtag mama. And B, that is more than just a mommy cast. Because I feel like moms are more than just a mom. Like, there's so much more to anyone than just being a mom. Like, I feel like, yeah, that's a really important thing. Wouldn't trade it for the world at this point. But there's more than just mom life.
Agreed.
So that being said... You've been a very big part of my life for a very long time.
7 years? 7 years. Yeah.
And it all started in the shower, y'all. I'd just like to make that statement.
We have probably the best friendship story.
We really do.
Ever, honestly. Of anyone's I've ever heard. Ours is the best. Because it was completely happenstance.
It really was. But you know what? Out of all of the people in that house of friends you were staying with, hi, you met me that night. And I think I'm the only one you really super kept around.
Yeah, you're the only person that I still talk to that I've ever encountered in that house.
I guess technically Justin used to go over to that house with me, so there's still him. But other than that,
I never saw him there.
True.
But yeah,
He used to occasionally go over with me, but he was not there the night of the shower.
No, oh, he was not there the night that we
met in the shower.
Met in the shower.
How many?
Can I just ask?
Okay. How many people were actually in that shower?
Let's.
I know there were at least five.
There were at least five. Okay, let's count. You, me, Mariah, David,
Austin Purdy.
That's five.
Eli was there, wasn't he?
I don't remember anyone named Eli, but I had just moved to the city, so I don't know.
Heavyset kid, long hair. Sorry, friend of Austin Purdy's and David's, super hippie kid.
I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning, but okay, I appreciate that you think I remember people that's from fair. 7 years ago.
Especially in that situation.
Especially in that
situation. There were a couple of Mariah's weird friends, too.
Yeah.
I mean, other than me.
Well, because super self-righteous, hardcore, you know, Natalie had just left for her internship in South Korea. So, no more angsty, judgy, passive-aggressive post-it note leaving roommates.
Psychopaths.
Come here. Come lay down. Stop bashing your head on the bed frame. My giant dog.
That was not a particularly large shower, though. Like, that shower was smaller than my shower is now.
It was definitely, like, a cubicle shower, for sure.
We were real snuggly that night.
We were. That's part of why we became such fast friends.
But there were several other strangers in that shower that I didn't know that I did not make friends with.
That's fair.
So.
That's fair. I'm pretty sure you didn't offer them any of them jobs, either.
Nope.
So.
I only picked the best. And Olives is the best. I'd just like to know that. Or like you to know that, I guess.
I know,
yeah. I already know that. That's why she was the maid of honor at my wedding.
One of many.
You were the important one, though.
I was the original. I am many originals. And then there are copies that came after, but there is only one me.
Why are you looking at me like that?
He's just staring at me over the bed frame with these eyes, like, ooh.
Does he want on the bed, too? Is that what his deal is? He's welcome on the bed if he'd like to.
Blue, come here.
In the 2 months that I have had Blue, I've never had him on furniture. He's never tried to get on furniture. Okay, that's not true. Sometimes, if there's, like, a noise outside, I will find him in the game room with his front paws on the couch to see out of the window. But he's never tried to get in bed with me. He's never tried to climb onto the couch with me. Although, honestly, when I first, the first picture I ever saw of him, he was curled up on a couch.
Okay.
But I feel like if we bring him up onto the bed, he will upset the other dogs.
That might be legitimate, because they're divas.
They are.
Somehow I raised spoiled little divas. I'd say I'm not quite sure how that happened, but I spoil them, and that's what turned them into spoiled little divas.
That's very true. But you know what? They're all still really sweet and nice, except for when they're talking to Blue. But honestly, Blue, everybody's kind of snarky. Like, Randy's dogs, too, are kind of... Honestly, Gunther and Flapjack... No, not Flapjack. Gunther and Fiona get along with Blue really well. They tolerate him. They hang out with him. They'll play with him a little bit. He's just... He's so big, and they're just really, like, relaxed. They're like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
So he'll be like, no, let's play tug. And he's like... No. But Flapjack, her little Brussels Griffon, about their size.
Okay. Actually,
a little bit smaller than Izzy, which...
So, pixie size.
Pixie size. Well, but the nose, like, all the way smushed into the brain, right? He is the grouchiest. He's only five, but he's the grouchiest old man. So angsty. And he'll chase Blue around the yard. And Blue loves it. He thinks they're playing.
But it's funny.
Flapjack thinks that he's asserting dominance, and it's hilarious because Blue's like, yes, chase me, attention from other dogs.
Love that.
Hilarious. So.
Honestly, I think once Izzy chills out, they're going to be great friends because she's always trying to get Pixie to play with her. Keep in mind, Pixie is 10. She'll be 11 this year. She's an old lady.
She's old lady.
She's got a bit of arthritis and...
I love her cute little sticky elbows, though.
Right?
They're so cute. She's like, ah, I'm here.
Right?
I'm here to make a statement.
But Izzy, we're not positive where she's a rescue.
Oh, yeah.
Technically, I consider both of them rescues because the person who bred Pixie couldn't sell the girls because they're more expensive to breed because then you have to take care of the, like, vet costs. So we couldn't sell the girls and he was going to drown her in a river. And I was like, nope, she's coming to live with me.
Yeah.
You want $250? All right, here it is.
Fine. Whatever you say. Yeah, she's definitely a rescue from what you've just mentioned, for sure.
Right.
That hurts my heart. I think you've told me that story before, but every time it's shocking.
Right. I don't think he actually would have done it, but...
Even so.
The threat was enough to kill me. And keep in mind, at that point in time, I hated chihuahuas. I fucking hated chihuahuas.
Well, they're very yappy and have a bad stereotype.
But then I saw the picture of her and I was like, no!
Not you.
You're not a chihuahua. You're a cute little something else.
You're a sweet little fluffy thing. Because she is. She's black, but she's very... She's all,
she
like...
She doesn't look like a chihuahua.
She's so soft. She also doesn't act like a chihuahua.
No.
She's very relaxed.
For the most part. But point being, she doesn't like to play with Izzy. And Izzy is still very... We think she's about 6 years old. That's what they assumed. Okay, so Izzy's backstory. She is... We call her Fatty, as well as Izzy, because she is real fat, because she's got some pug in her.
But she's got these skinny little legs.
Right? She's got those chihuahua legs and this pug body. But, so we adopted her from Four Paws, and she is a total doll. She fits right in with the family. However, her story is she was abandoned in a house that someone left to be foreclosed upon. She wasn't the only one. There were several other pets. But it was like a month before anybody came to rescue them.
That's so sad.
So, and I guess they had left a bag of food. I don't know if it was dog food or cat food because there was a cat and two dogs inside and then, or three dogs inside. Mm. And then two dogs in the backyard. And it was a mess. Mm. Anyways, so they figured out how to keep themselves fed and like watered. But she had abandonment issues for a minute. And I forget why I started this story.
Well, she wants to play with Pixie.
Oh, yeah, she wants to play with Pixie. But Pixie's too old, so we think she's about six, because based on when Four Paws got her as a rescue, they took her to the vet, and based on her teeth, I guess that's what vets base it off of if they don't know their age.
Right.
Based on her teeth, they think she's between 5 and 6 years old. So she's still like, let's play, let's have fun. And Pixie's like, fuck you, I'm having none of this. Give me back my goddamn squeaky toy and leave me alone.
Leave!
So, that's the story about my dog children.
Well, your dog children are so sweet. Okay. Do you want to get into AJ's story in the first episode, or do you want to wait till a later episode?
I think we'll wait till a later episode, because for the first episode, I have a loaded question for you.
Oh, no. What's your loaded question?
Because we're drinking. Do you need more wine before your loaded question?
I might need to... Hang on. Let me finish this swallow, and then I might need the rest of that bottle.
I saved because half of it just for you.
That's, see, true friendship. Okay, hang on. Let me finish the swallow. Let me get readjusted in my seating position.
Do it.
Because someday we're going to have like an actual office to do this in.
Yes, we are, but I have to make it not look like a war zone first.
Well, let's talk about how, in the vein of being a real mom, you can't... You can still have dreams and ambitions and things to do, but it's difficult to balance that. And also, I don't know, raise an infant?
True.
It's not a simple job. It's not just, oh, you know, you change the diaper and feed them and give them attention and maybe they don't grow up to be a psychopath. It's so much more than that. It's so intricate, and I'm not even a mom.
It takes a lot.
But
it really does.
I know a lot of people recently that are in my age bracket that are moms who are killing it, and it's teaching me a lot of things. I'm going to get into your personal space a little bit.
Do it. Oh, I need a pillow. I have pillows.
That's very
good. This is a really weird lumpy pillow because it's folded in half to fit in the pillowcase, but it's a pillow.
I love lumpy pillows. I just need to support my back.
Do it.
Because I feel like I'm going to get blown away by your... What is it? Your loaded,
my loaded question?
Your heated in the microwave question? I don't know what that was about. I made that up on the spot. I don't know what that was.
I hate a lot of things in the microwave now that I'm a mom. I don't cook anymore, really, but that's fine.
That's totally fine.
I used to be a really good... I'm probably still a really good cook if I ever get the chance to do it.
Well, I know you're a really good cook because everyone at work keeps asking you about when they're getting their spaghetti sauce.
They've got to earn their spaghetti sauce, man.
For all I feel.
Okay, so, are you prepared for the loaded question? Are you
ready? Pixie, stop!
Apparently the dogs are not ready for the loaded question.
Pixie, get your butt up here. Don't be a sissy lala. There you go.
Now, Izzy's irritated just because Blue came over to sniffle. Sit. He wants to be involved.
Sit. Blue, we love you. You're beautiful. You're a beautiful boy. Honestly, Olivia, I've got to tell you, your dog is one beautiful creature.
He was a complete accidental find. And I'm really pleased.
Beautiful, though.
He was the best birthday gift I ever got myself.
Good choice. Good choice. I wholeheartedly support that. I'm kind of glad that going to the shelter that one day didn't work out because this is meant to be.
Yep. 100%. I don't often believe in fate anymore, but...
That was fate.
I was saving up all my fate for Blue.
That works. And for me.
And for you. In a shower.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you prepared?
I know, but okay, let's do it.
Do you think you might be prepared?
I think I've had enough wine to make a grand assumption about whether or not I might know what you may be talking about.
So,
I'm also concerned about whether or not we're far enough away or close enough to the microphone that they can still hear us.
I'm pretty close.
I'm a mile closer, away.
But that could be creepy.
I'll just yell louder. That's what do you need?
So,
Chandler, Speaking of
interpretations, have you heard Dallin do his me voice?
Yes. I heard it across the store. It's creepy. Terrifying. I couldn't tell
it's
the difference.
It's too accurate.
I didn't like that.
A 14-year-old boy should not be able to... What? That might explain a lot. 14-year-old boy. There you go.
We didn't think about it like that. Loofle. He wants to go into the hallway. Can he go into the hallway?
Of course. Open the door for him.
Okay. Loofle. Hold on, Loofle. Mama's wrapped in the cord. Very professional.
He's fine.
Oh. I'm 9,000 years old, if you ask my bones.
I feel that on a spiritual level.
There you are, my friend. Out into the world.
Okay, to use your mic. Okay. Sorry, guys. We had some pretty serious technical difficulties. We uploaded this in 4 segments. We only got 2 of them for some reason. I'm very sorry about that. This is the way my life tends to go, though. Hashtag mom life. Hashtag first time podcaster. I promise we will get it worked out for the next time around. Hopefully. We'll do everything we can. Thank you for bearing with me between point A and point B. And please listen to me again despite technical difficulties. Bye!